Good evening, Commissioners. My name is Charles Hokinson. I represent the applicant. We are here on a very limited issue. We are here as to whether or not the work that has already been completed, importing the soil so that the cap could be established again, is validated. That's the sole issue we're here on. We are not here about soccer fields. We are not here about anything else. We are not here about punishment. This is not the forum for that. What we are here about is that an emergency permit had to be issued pursuant to the Southern California Air Quality Management District orders for a small leak of methane. Pursuant to that order, the fill was brought in. The cap was not only reestablished but improved. That's the only issue here today, is to validate that permit. I want to respond to some of your questions. Commissioner Salmer, you asked whether there is a flow chart, and in fact there isn't. At the hearing before the planning commissioner or the planning officer, Mr. Burnham led the hearing by saying that this kind of weed abatement work does not require a permit in Long Beach, and that's correct. I believe he can confirm that. The only reason that a permit is required on this piece of property is because it's within the parameters of the Coastal Commission. Otherwise, this is not the kind of work that anyone would expect a permit for. The site has been inspected numerous times by governmental agencies since the work was done. The cap is holding. The cap is in effect. Everything is out. None of the governmental agencies have a problem with the current site. Moreover, the site is now as it was then. On March 18th, the property was a covered landfill. It had a cap on it. It was a covered landfill, covered with weeds. Today, it is a covered landfill, and weeds have now again grown such that we have got a new directive from the fire department to cut down the weeds again. The site is now exactly as it was then. And at this point, I'm going to ask Mr. Garrison to walk you through the history of the property. Mr. Garrison is the author of the delineation report. And then I'll have a couple of comments after that.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the commission and staff. My name is Ty Garrison. I'm the senior biologist at SWCA. I have been doing this business for 28 years. I also am very familiar with Long Beach. My mother grew up here. I still have relatives here. I surfed off of Seal Beach for most of my teenage years. I got my master's degree at Long Beach State. Very familiar with the property. Have the same affinity for the wildlife and plants of Long Beach as many of the people who have spoken already. I wanted to take an opportunity to explain a little bit about, because there seemed to be some question about how CDIP would apply in this, and I'll talk a little bit about the history as well. The use of this site, as described in CDIP, as a mitigation site, would require a couple of things. The first thing would require that the other two areas be developed, thus requiring the mitigation. The second thing would be that the owner of this site would have to reach a deal with the developers on the other two sites, because they can't be forced to mitigate on his site without some sort of compensation or deal. And the third thing, which was alluded to earlier and is in CDIP, says it has to also have the permission of the other agencies, such as the Regional Water Quality Control Board. And I'll go into, well, I might as well go into it now. My belief is that would never happen. A lot of my work has been with sanitation districts and other landfills, and the requirements for restoring a landfill are numerous and strict. And one of the requirements for for closing a landfill is that you do not allow water to stay on the top of a landfill. You grade it such that the water gets off of the landfill as quickly as possible. You put lots and lots of V-ditches and channels and control structures. for the very reason that water that remains ponded on a landfill seeps through the landfill and leaches out whatever is in the landfill. This site would never be allowed to be restored as a wetland, quote-unquote, or a pond. It just couldn't happen. Now, I'm going to have to take some time to go through my report. I'm not sure if you've had an opportunity to read it. One of the most important things in the report is the historical context of this particular property. We don't deny, I didn't deny, I clearly spelled out in the report that originally the site was part of the Los Cerritos wetlands. And in my heart as a biologist, I wish it still were, but I have to deal with the facts. And the facts are that in the Los Cerritos channel was built sometime just previous to 1947, cutting off the site from tidal flow. In 1948, the beginning of landfill operations took place. They were mostly to the west of the site, but there was a newspaper article that said, the site is described as tideland of soft mud into which heavy objects sink. Most of the area is covered with ocean water that rises and falls with the tide, but the owners have the material on hand to dam and seal off the tide. The article also states that the operator has a 10-year contract to cut and cover 62 acres with 4 feet of earth. In 1953, aerial photographs show the sanitary landfill operation to the west of the site, and a berm has been made, which happens to coincide with this Grant Line boundary, the edge of the mobile estates, which removed the site from tidal flow and started drying the site. And 1955, the city health inspector, Long Beach City Health Inspector, concluded the site wasn't a threat to health, even though one of the council people in the city thought that it was. And he also noted that pollution of subsurface water was not a problem because it was salt water. Back then, we didn't worry about pollution of salt water. We only worried about pollution of drinking water. And they noted that an average of 2 feet of topsoil was being placed over the site as rapidly as compaction would allow. An average of 1,100 loads of dirt a month was being deposited on the site. Ultimately, that meant that the site is now between 20 and 24 feet higher in elevation than it was when it was a natural wetland. That is 24 feet over 8.25 acres of land and rubbish that has been filled on top of the original wetlands. In 1976, the CDIP plan, we've had a lot of testimony that says that CDIP has always considered this a wetland. But the CDIP plan in 1976, the Environmental Impact Report, illustrated the site in a number of different ways in different maps in this report. Illustrated the site as an upland area and specifically did not identify the site as low-lying or seasonal or freshwater marsh. It did have that designation on the maps. This site was not designated as that. It was designated as upland. It also illustrated the site as a sanitary landfill on another map. It illustrated the site as a proposed RV storage area on another map, illustrated it as an open field described as and principally of annuals, perennials, forbs, grasses, and limited herbaceous materials, subject to periodic disruption due to grading operations. That's in 1976. It was also illustrated as zoned as R1 residential, and it was zoned as low density in the 61 general plan. And proposes a generalized land use as industrial. That's the 1976 CDIP plan. That's the first CDIP plan for the site. In 1980, the local coastal plan was adopted. The CDIP plan was incorporated by reference. Thus, all those things still applied in 1980, the local coastal plan. 1997, the general plan was revised. The site was zoned planned development in 1997. At an unknown date, the Long Beach Green Vision map denoted the site as part of the Los Cerritos wetlands. Now, this is a map that is a dream or a vision of a collective of citizens of Long Beach. It isn't a map that is based on a scientific study of the site. So these designations that are being claimed that the site was designated as a wetland, we're talking about a dream or a wish. We're not talking about a scientific designation of the site. In 2008, the site was illustrated as planned development. It was identified as subarea 3, and then we've talked about already that there were two wetland concepts proposed as mitigation for the other sites. Now, that's all important because that plays into the wetland delineation process. One of the primary parameters of the wetland delineation that has been discussed is whether or not there are hydric soils. And hydric soils develop when the land is inundated with water for a given period of time and doesn't get oxygen to it. Unfortunately, all the soils on this site, I repeat, all of the soils on this site have been imported to the site. Whether they're hydric or not is irrelevant, because if they developed hydric characteristics, that took place off the site. It didn't take place on the site. Imported soils play no role in the determination of whether a site is a wetland. The other two components of making it a wetland, in accordance with the Army Corps of Engineers standards, and I'm going by those because that was what I was asked to do originally. I was not asked to address Coastal Commission standards. And I was, and that occurred because I happened to meet the Army Corps of Engineers people on the site when I was doing my first inspection, and they had received a complaint and come out to respond. We talked, and I ended up doing a report at their behest and the behest of the property owner. They require three parameters. I've already illustrated that the one parameter is not relevant because all the soil is imported. The second parameter is a preponderance of wetland or hydrophytic vegetation. The site is 97% dominated by non-native weedy species. Some of them are ornamentals. Others are just weeds that blew in and took root where they typically do, in disturbed soils and disturbed sites. That's what weeds do. There were a couple of species, and apparently I missed one. Someone had a picture of a plant of a species that is a hydrophytic plant that they took through the fence. I admit I could have missed a plant out there. That doesn't change the preponderance of the species on the site as being non-hydrophytic plants, but upland species and weedy species. And the third is whether or not there's wetland hydrology. Hydrology requires the movement of water across or through the site, developing channels, flow lines, flow patterns. The site is elevated above all the surrounding areas except for small portions of the mobile home park. Therefore, all the water that gets to the site is coming out of the sky. There is no water flowing across the site from any off-site locations. If there's water on the site, it's rainwater. And it puddles on the site temporarily. It produces the alkali deposits that were described earlier because all the imported soil from the area, it looks like a lot of the soil on the site was actually dredge material from the channels. There's a lot of shell material and other things in it. Makes it look like dredge material from the channels. That's imported. That leaches out salt when rain hits it. Just being that close to the ocean means there are salt deposits on the soil. When rain gets on it, it collects in the pools. So you get those deposits in these puddles that take place. I would never describe them as pools. They have been described as vernal pools. Vernal pool, that's entirely incorrect. I happen to also have some expertise in vernal pools. And vernal pools require what are known as endemic species. There are things that are vernal pool endemics. And there's a short list of species that are vernal pool endemics. None of those species are present, neither the wildlife species nor the plant species. Therefore, these are not vernal pools. The other question that came up was whether or not the site would be considered a wetland according to the Coastal Commission's rules. And they only require one of the three parameters. And the parameter that's been pointed out is hydric soils. Once again, the soils are all imported. It's not relevant to this particular site. And finally, I wanted to point out that following the submittal of my report, the Army Corps of Engineers and the Regional Water Quality Control Board both agreed that the site was not a wetland. Thank you.
I'd like to take just a couple more minutes and take us back to where we are. Again, what we're here on is to validate a permit for work that has already been done. The reason that work was done was because a governmental agency issued an order requiring the work to be done. My client then went and got the required emergency permit, excuse me, which requires this local development permit. And so the only question before you is whether or not we should validate that work that was already done. We're not here as to fines. We're not here as to penalties. But for the record, Mr. Hitchcock has paid all governmental fines willingly without adversarial nature, and he has paid the fines that were in effect at the time for doing the work that he did at the time without grading, without a permit. So he's voluntarily paid those fines. This commission is not the proper forum to discuss penalties for, quote, breaking laws or things like that. All we're here to do is talk about whether or not this permit should be validated. The issue of whether or not this field, this property can ever be developed later, whether as a soccer field or something else, and frankly, whether or not this is a wetland, is for another day. That's CEQA review. That happens when a project is triggered. No project is currently in place for CEQA purposes. All that's in place right now is, again, this question of the weed abatement. In terms of what this commission can and should focus on is the issue of whether or not restoration is necessary. We've heard a lot of people call for restoration of the site. But the question then is, what does restoration mean in this context? It clearly can't mean remediate the property. That's not the situation that the property was in when Mr. Hitchcock took possession of it. When Mr. Hitchcock took possession of the property, it was a covered landfill. Had been for years. Now, again, it's a covered landfill. Exactly as it was. It has been restored exactly as it was. With that, I don't, unless you have any questions, I don't see the need to go further.